Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
All right, good afternoon, Coach. We'll start with just a few opening comments from yourself, and then we'll open it up for questions.
Okay. We're really excited to be here. Holiday tournaments are always a special time. I remember when I played going through it, going to the different places, being parts of the country that you've never been before with your team is pretty special. Those are the memories that last forever. Obviously, playing in a tournament that has high-quality competition, the teams that are here is obviously going to help us become a better basketball team and learn a little bit more about ourselves. And so, just really excited to be here.
I know you just got here, but first impressions of the Pentagon and the old school feeling.
It was amazing. I remember when we drove up last night, I was like, look at this complex. I mean, just absolutely beautiful. Great college basketball fans walking through and seeing the history and all the winners of the tournaments and seeing when the game first started, some of the old pictures kind of really, it almost felt like you were in a Hall of Fame situation, seeing the history of the game. And that's pretty darn special. Emmett's been a great addition to us. He's a high level defensive player that's, I think, has the potential to really take it to the next step offensively. He's been a little bit inconsistent, but I think he's going to have a great tournament. He talked about South Dakota State. He said, because they're really good, man, these guys really shoot the ball and they play so fast. And, I had already played them. That was pretty cool. And just talking about the environment. And our guys were really excited to get out of town and to be together and get a chance to bond and play basketball against some high-level competition. You know what? It's one of the reasons why the job is so good is there's so much incredible talent in Seattle and the state. And there's not just the talent, but there's a love of basketball. Interesting, when I first got into coaching, I had my mentor had worked with the Supersonics. So 95, 96, I wasn't recruiting and I would go there during the playoffs and during their great years and to see the love. And then when the Sonics had left, you could still, it's a basketball city. I mean, they love their basketball and a lot of the ex-Sonics still live in the city. The basketball community, it was kind of one of those cities that was not overlooked, but everybody was like, God, they don't get the national recognition to the amount of talent, the amount of NBA players that they have and the impact that they've had on the game. Isaiah Thomas, we've had so many different alumni that are from the area. Jamal Crawford's a huge, face in the community. And so the love of basketball is great. And then our fans, when they see players from the state, the support that they get is on a different level. And that's what makes it so special. In the Pac-12, you play Thursday, Saturday. So you're playing with one day rest. And obviously all the teams have played in their conference tournaments where you got to play the three games. At Syracuse, when I was there, we were one of the first teams to win five games in 5 days, which you saw the rigors. A little bit of luck, a little bit of rhythm, a little bit of those types of things. One game at a time. And it's going to be a challenge. I mean, you learn a lot. All the teams in this tournament are going to learn a lot about themselves. And it's also could give guys opportunities that haven't got opportunities, from foul trouble to fatigue to maybe some injuries. And so everybody's got to be on deck. Everybody's got to be ready to play.
All right, we'll take some questions for the folks who are online. We'll start with Chris Fetters. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Hop. This is Chris from Dogman. And
I miss not seeing you.
I apologize.
I got this Bose speaker, but I can visualize you. How you doing, buddy?
And I apologize. I couldn't hear any of the in-person questions, but I did kind of wonder about the idea that you have so many new pieces, so many moving parts with this team this particular season. What can you get out of a holiday tournament in terms of the bonding and the things that you talked about?
Well, great question. you know, sometimes when you're at home and you're a new group and you have 10 players, nine players on roster from the area, family members, this and that, there can be a little bit extra stress and those types of things. And so being able to get away and just bonding, you know, last night we had a great dinner at a great restaurant, Minerva's, and we all, you know, it was all everybody down there. They were playing Uno. They were laughing. And those are the moments. I, even as a player, Chris, growing up, I don't remember. I don't miss the games. I miss the hotel rooms. I miss the bonding that you have with your teammates. So that's going to be a huge factor with a new team. A lot of these guys know each other, and these extra games, you're going to get a lot of extra reps, and you get better with the reps. And we're going to play against some high-quality competition. And that's how you're going to get better. And these guys had a good day of practice yesterday, and I felt like we got better yesterday, and hopefully we get better today, and hopefully we play well tomorrow.
Chris, any follow-ups?
Sorry, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. You mentioned the connection with San Diego or South Dakota State in terms of kind of knowing maybe a little bit about them from a player. Are there any other connections? Are there any other former ties or ways that maybe you've gotten some insights on some of the other opponents?
Well, it's interesting. Sorry. Kim English, the coach of George Mason, who's done a phenomenal job, I've known for a long time. And he was an assistant coach at Colorado for many years, and he was at Tennessee. He actually did the scout when Tennessee beat us in Toronto. So he knows us really well. He's done a heck of a job. And then Nevada, obviously, Steve Alford being at UCLA, and I think he was there for 1 year when we played or two. And Aaron Blue, our ex video coordinator, is the video coordinator at Nevada. So, and then obviously, I've watched South Dakota play. I'm a fan of their coach. They play a great style. They're tough, so well coached, and so three really good teams with three really good coaches and a lot of familiarity.
Let's go to Masvita. Go ahead, Masvita.
Yeah. Hey, Hop, this is Masvita. Hey, quick question. How important and what is the messaging around building consistency in a tournament and using?
Well, I think it's obviously really important knowing what you're going to get after studying our last game. You know, it's, we got to shoot better, and we've got good shooters. We just, you know, looking at the shots that we got, you know, there was probably, you know, out of the 26 threes, 20 of them were good shots, high quality shots. And we got good players. They'll knock them down, and you knock them down, it's just a different game. And so, you know, that consistency, we've been getting a lot of reps. Like I've told you many times, you know, the dancing partners, you know, we're stepping on each other's toes a little bit. But every day that you dance another dance, every day you get another practice, you get a little bit better and a little bit more comfortable with each other. And I think we saw it a little bit yesterday in practice.
And I mean, are you satisfied with the decision making? Are you satisfied with the decision making, or is that something that's still working, whether it's the passing or the shooting and the decision making?
You know, it's you know, I look at it, you know, people will look at it. I felt we only had 7 turnovers in last game. That's a great number for us. Obviously, we wish our assist numbers were higher, but you got to make shots to get assists. And but I thought our decision making and getting certain guys shots, I thought was, you know, it can obviously be better, but there was some really strong points there. And then, you know, the most important thing, you know, at the end of regulation of last game, I think we were 10 for 11 you know, to close the game, but in overtime we were 1 for 6, and those types of things, you know, you can't do and expect to win. So we've been focused on those areas, getting better there. Our defense has been pretty good. That can still get better. We haven't played a lot of zone, but our man-to-man and our pressure has been really positive. And so the consistency there is good, and we always tell our guys the one thing you can control the controllables, and that's how hard you play, how smart you play, and you know you can't always control if that ball goes in. That's part of the game, and we'll steadily improve on that and work on it every day.
Let's go back to Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Hop. Just wanted to know a little bit about your take on the shooting, the team shooting right now. I know obviously some guys are struggling a little bit, but then I know last season we saw how a guy like Jamal Bey really came on strong in conference play. Is it something that you just have to continuously work on, or is it something that is kind of ingrained in your identity and you just have to try to figure out ways to overcome it? How are you looking at that right now?
Well, you gotta take what the defense gives you. Jamal Bey is still shooting 41% from three. We've got to get him more shots. And then, you know, we're teaching these guys what's a good shot for them, and we want them to be confident and knock it down. I mean, when teams play in the paint and they play right there, you know, you got to be able to knock it down. And these guys have, you know, Emmett Matthews, we saw a couple games ago, and it's just now it goes back to the consistency. He can shoot it. Dejon Davis, you know, at Stanford shot over, you know, I think 31, 32%. We've got guys, he scored over 1,000 points, you know, it's a fun game when you're loose and having fun and everybody's sharing the ball. And we were better at that. The ball just didn't go in. But that's, you know, we're going to figure it out. And I'm really confident with our team that we'll shoot obviously better percentages.
To follow up real quick, I just wanted to know that in terms of shots really close to the cup, it just feels like you're not either getting the rolls or just there's something about what's happening near the rim. How can you work on stuff like that? How is that? I mean, how do you do that?
Chop wood, carry water. You know, you just got to keep doing it every day. You just can't, you know, it's one of those things. You know, you make your strengths even greater, and you work on your weaknesses and build confidence and belief. We feel like, you know, we have, you know, the game before that, we were 10 for 23 in shots on layups and dunks. You know, with that, now we have to be better offensive rebounders maybe. But we're getting where we need to get. Now it just goes back to finishing. But like I said, these guys have worked really hard. They've focused. They're learning and learning each other. And that's the fun part of going to work every day with a group of guys that are committed to that.
Thanks, all.
Baseball has begun, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Sanfel, every Monday through Saturday as we deliver all of your fantasy baseball needs in just 5 minutes. We'll break down the biggest performers, news, and prospects who could make an impact this season. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.